All right. Today is Thursday, March 19th. We're calling the Library Advisory Board to order. It is 5 o'clock. So for roll call, we have Vice Chair Lisa Harris, Courtney Huggins, Stacy Ridenour, Connie Gibson, and Larry Piera. Somebody, I'll get it right.
It's fine. You talking to me?
Yes, Pereira.
Pereira, it's fine. Pereira. Don't worry about it. It's been said 10 different ways.
Want to have it right for the record. Would anyone in the audience like to speak? If so, you need to fill out a comment card, and you will have 3 minutes to speak.
One at a time, people.
One at a time, line up. So we have the item 26-0226, the minutes of the Library Advisory Board. Are there any comments about the minutes? If not, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
So Connie and a seconder?
Courtney.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we're moving on to item 26-0227. We have the director's report. So we have with us today Library Branch Manager Trevor Naughton. Take it away.
All right. Good evening, everybody. February was another busy month for the library with continued increased traffic at John and Judy Gay, a successful Black History Month celebration, and our first foray into national author visits with New York Times bestselling author C.J. Box here at City Hall. Last month, John and Judy Gay saw an increase of 23.2% in circulation versus last year, including averaging 45 new unique borrowers per day throughout the month. The total circulation count was 130,000, which was only a 2.7 decrease in last year when we were operating two branches. Digital collections saw an increase of 9.3% versus last year, with just under 30 circs. And John and Judy Gay filled 9,906 holds, a 14% increase from last year.
Can I ask you about the digital? I can't remember. Is it only McKinney residents that can do digital?
I believe county can as well.
Okay.
So we're discussing what that may look like in the future, because obviously as demand goes up, it's much more expensive for the ebooks. So it's kind of something that we're trying to factor in and see how the executive leadership and other stakeholders want us to proceed with that. 732 holds were sent over to City Hall to the book locker in February. I oversee the contact library email and I've received a handful of appreciative emails for the service provided here as Hall is going through renovations. Next, I want to talk about programming a little bit.
Can you, before you go there?
Yes.
Going back to the previous question, who will finally make that decision as to who gets to borrow digital?
So I think Spencer will look at the numbers and forecast out what it's going to look like. He'll speak with his bosses and they'll speak with their bosses to kind of see which direction the proposal will want to go. And then I don't know how everyone else we folded in, but I'm sure that every stakeholder will have a say within it.
So if you don't mind, the only concern I would like you to take back is I heard you earlier say we will never charge for the planetarium. Right.
I said we wouldn't want to.
We wouldn't want, okay.
Right.
So if we don't, it's probably not right to end up starting to give things away to people that don't live here. So planetarium might be okay because there's kids. You know, you want to invite them from anywhere they want to come, and I'm okay with that. But giving away expensive stuff like digital subscriptions to people that don't live here, they probably don't go in the same bucket as a free planetarium and a free digital subscription. In my mind, you know, you got to give somewhere.
If my understanding, I've talked to Spencer about this in the past, and sorry to, is...
No, that's fine.
They have partnerships with the different cities. So, for example, like, McKinney has Cloud Library, and so does Allen. Plano has Libby. They're both two large, very different platforms, but it's actually amazing because what you can't get in the McKinney and Allen Library program on Cloud Library, the cities share partnerships with each other. So when you can't get it on Cloud Library, you can actually go get a card from Plano and or Richardson, and I believe there's a couple other cities you can get if you're a resident, and you can borrow from those. And so they have partnerships and contracts, and it's Yeah, so they work together in that sense, and it's also nice because if one library doesn't have it, you're able to get it from a different, and the platforms work very differently.
That I'm okay with that relationship as long as it's equitable.
So
it's all about equity.
I think that as we grow, we're going to have to revisit every existing relationship right. and make sure that it makes sense.
It should be equitable. That's all I'm saying. Thanks.
Yeah. Just over 2,100 people attended programming in February, with early literacy programming still being our biggest draw. 70% of our attendees attended pre-K programming. That's going to be baby, toddler, wobblers, pre-K and music and movement. And then I just kind of wanted to highlight a few different programs that happened. So we had the CJ Box event. New York Times bestselling author Kane McKinney in February. It included a VIP event that the Library Foundation threw. 60 people sold out. It included a book reading, a Q&A session, autograph and photography opportunity. We worked with North Richland Hills, who's been doing these types of events for about 14 years. So they kind of gave us the playbook. Brought the author out here, and I think that everyone involved had nothing but good things to say. Attendees, our partnership with North Richland Hills, the publisher, the author, they were all very impressed with the event. It was so successful that they want to work with us again August 4th for Riley Sager, who's kind of a different type of author. He does thriller novels, but 4 million copies sold worldwide. So that's actually a council day, so we're trying to explore venues and what that's going to look like, but we're going to be partnering again with North Richland Hills to bring another big-time author to McKinney. And then we had our Black History Month at John and Judy Gay celebration. 70 people attended the station-based programming, highlighted famous inventors, creators, and explorers, and we had a performer come out who was a storyteller and shared about York, the only African-American member of the Lewis and Clark expedition. So some cool programs happened in February. And then I just wanted to give you a quick hiring update. So we have completed interviews for our planetarium and exhibit coordinators. We have an accepted offer for our planetarium coordinator. She's coming over from St. Pete, astrophysics major. So she knows what she's talking about. She's super excited. And then we are in the process of trying to figure out the offer we're gonna make for an exhibit coordinator. Both are super strong candidate pools. Very impressive. So it was choosing from a group of very strong candidates. So we're excited about that. And that is the report. Any questions?
So when's the start date for the planetarium manager?
So I think that we're waiting on HR, but she can start sooner than later. So I think that she may be here sometime in early April.
Oh, awesome.
So she'll work in John and Judy Gay. She'll kind of see it as it's kind of being finished and start thinking through what that schedule looks like, how it's going to play into the grand opening. What types of early events for you guys, for the foundation, for stakeholders to kind of see it. So she's eager to get in and start planning.
Can't wait to meet her.
Yeah.
Have her come to the board and
absolutely.
Share, yeah. Share what the, she's her
from?
Vision.
She's from St. Petersburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
As in Florida?
Yep.
Okay, I was making sure I was like,
yeah, so,
I know you're going to St. Pete's.
A lot of these candidates were from all over the country. Oh. I think, you know, if you are an astrophysics student or graduate, like a planetarium job is like a dream job. Yeah. So we got a lot of strong interviews.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right. So anyone else in the public have any more comments? If not,
I do have one thing, if I can, not towards, but I just want to, I put it out last meeting in regards to supporting the foundation, the library foundation. Alicia, do we know, did anyone sign up for that? No, okay, so no? Okay, so still would love to have some support for Stacy and I. In that, we've both been serving on it for over a year, and I've been leaning really heavily on Stacy lately because my work schedule has gotten a little bit crazy. So even if we can, I think it's a great board to support, and we're there. Even if we don't, I think the board would be open if we just sent a different representative. Like, I don't know that you have to commit for a year,
yeah.
Like I had or like Stacy has. I think we would be open to like sliding people in.
Probably depends
just
on
a kind of liaison between the two boards.
Since I ran two nonprofits, I would imagine that their bylaws say something about that, because it seems like when they started, they had to have, I don't know. What
they do
say.
Have.
Do you know what the bylaws say?
The bylaws say that they have to have two members. I don't know if they have to be named on it, saying that we, you know, because they've already told us that we don't have to attend every single meeting. Their bylaws say that they have to have two people. From the board, named.
I thought it was one. I don't think we're officially on the board.
We're not officially
liaisons.
We're not officially like on the board, but we're the liaisons.
The liaisons,
So for them to be able to have, they don't have to have us there to have quorum, but from my understanding, but they request that we do, just so there's a liaison, and I think it also helps, not Spencer, but like from my understanding, when he shared it with me and then with you, like it's so then there's separation, right? So because this,
yeah, because we
this
can say
like
what
the
happened
city.
At this meeting, they can say what the happened, and we can kind
it,
of
it, yeah,
back
it,
and
it's
forth.
It's for what's the word? Create respect and not have oversight and like to trying to control each other, you know, like that. So there's like that separation, but it doesn't have to be a specific person. It's just there as like representation.
Yeah.
It's from my understanding of how I got it from Spencer like a year ago or something.
So yeah, putting it out there again.
Could I put out that like maybe if you guys are open to it, like putting up a sign up sheet and saying who takes which month?
Yeah.
Might be easier. Like I know I can do that. I actually missed last month. My daughter broke her arm the day. But I could do, I think it's next week. So like I could do this month, but I know I can't do next month.
Yeah, I could actually do next week too. I was going to tell you that because you've done way too many I'm not at work next week, so I can do it.
But yeah, if we could maybe send out a form and just have everyone just sign and fill up one, that might be helpful. And then even if it's like, hey, you signed up and did October or something, then you know it's less of a burden.
Yeah. It's,
oh, they meet at John and
you would be open to that?
Yeah,
okay. Because I think Michelle was open to it as well, but I don't know if she was able to attend the last one. I thought we gave her the information, didn't we, Stacey?
We did. I don't think she was able to. I don't know if she attended the last one. They meet at John and Judy at 6:30, and the way I remember it's always the following Tuesday after this.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Tuesdays are the hard days for me.
It's very relaxed and formal. Like they're very sweet. They're great. Mm-hmm. Like it's
Trevor's been there too.
Yeah, you'll get to hang out with me if you show up.
So Alicia, I guess can you just put that when you send information to the board, there's a sign up, or do you guys want to create a sign up so that you can give to her? Because that's not really Alicia's job. But she could add a link to it or something, or one of you, or however you want
to
do it.
I'm happy to do it, because I'm the one that's really having the issue. So I could do a sign up, and just for the month, so, yeah.
So do y'all report? Do y'all give a report at the foundation meeting?
I haven't been the last two, because I've been sick, and then my daughter, but...
Is there a time on the agenda to report about the board is the question, right?
Sometimes
now?
It's like, they might ask, like, hey, what are you guys doing, or how are you, you know, what have you guys been up to? And then sometimes, like, there's been times when we like, ask for input. So.
Yeah, I think I've been more to provide input on their thoughts or they, you know, just from advice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're trying to raise money for the library and different things. So that's where I've done it. But I've also, some things that we've talked about that I think would be helpful to them, I'll share it as well. They could always go and look at the meeting minutes because they're public, but I share those as well. So,
could we add to our agenda that whoever the liaison is gives us a report on what the foundation is doing, just so we know?
We've had it as more informal when there was something to report, but then you've also just offered when there was something, but that's a Spencer thing, I guess.
Yeah, that might have to be
to see what if he wants to have a
he did have it on there for a while, and I think we just hadn't.
Yeah.
And Stacey and I would be like, no, we're good. There's nothing.
Or they're organizing.
But I think they are starting to pick up a little bit of speed. So maybe there will be some information we can share.
I want to add that I'm part of Leadership McKinney, and we're doing a public safety enhancement project, and Spencer has been invaluable. Because of giving updates, and we just videoed him talking about the new library and the safety enhancements and things that are being done. So anyway, just wanted to huge kudos to Spencer. Put on the record, he's awesome, and we appreciate all his help.
So, but it's kind of funny you said safety enhancements in the library. I was going to make a comment. I think a lot of people here, at least some, have been through the tours that they have been giving.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay. I did, yeah.
I think, I'm assuming we all got the emails, and some people might have signed up. I have just not been available for any of the times they have suggested, but I have exchanged at least one or two emails with Spencer and our admin here. Not more than suggestion. Let me ask something. I'm assuming we all understand the difference between responsible for something to somebody and accountable for something to somebody, right? They are two different things. I'm assuming we all understand that, the difference between the two.
What's the question?
I'll get to that. So, you know, regarding the tours, what I told Spencer through emails is that this board deserves a special tour of just board members, a walkthrough. And there's a reason for that, because we, people that sit here, are accountable to council for our advice, independent of employees. They look to us for special situations, projects that have major spending, or however you want to categorize it. All the boards were created, not just McKinney, by all cities, for that reason first.
So I just want to say, a great idea. I think getting,
it's not an idea. So hold on, let me finish. Let me finish. So my suggestion to him was to schedule a tour, a walkthrough, during the council meeting, not council meeting, during our board meeting time. That way, everybody is expected to be there, and if you're not, you're not. But it is during one of our meetings. And he should have announced it early enough for legal reasons. He could have done it in April and might still be able to do it in April. And probably shouldn't take more than an hour. And that was my suggestion to him. And he pretty much poo-pooed on it. But the reality of it is, this is not just a suggestion of mine. This should be a requirement by this board that we should have that walkthrough, because we are...
That's your opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. Our job for specials... Hold on, Beth. Yeah. Our job, every board in the city and every city, one of their main responsibilities why they are on that board is to give that final nod or not nod for special projects. I mean, we address lots of different issues, but there are some that make a big difference, especially when there's major expense and then liabilities. And this is one of them.
But I think there is a bit of a difference with the library mm-hmm. board, because if you look at it, we're a library advisory board versus a board.
So we don't make decisions.
So those are, ours aren't, we're taking an advisement in support of the programs, but not decision makers.
Right, it's a totally different thing, and I don't know what the rules are, but us not having a recorded meeting, I don't know what that looks like, because we are required to have this recorded for the members to be here. So if we had a private meeting during a public time, I don't think that I don't think we can with the open government rules.
Alicia has to make an announcement that's happening. Alicia would have. She did.
And then public would be invited to come too, because they have to be part of meetings, right?
So it was a public notice.
It's a public
that was posted and sent out via through the city secretary's office. And we wouldn't be able to have a board meeting there at hall because of the recording, audio, et cetera, et cetera. So that was consulted with CSO, and CSO said it would just need to be a public notice, and we did it the correct way.
So that means that they would need to announce it ahead of time, that's what was going to happen? Is that what you're saying? I don't understand fully what you said.
It was announced ahead of time. It was public posted. It was posted publicly.
Because you sent an email with
the tour.
And when they come and give us presentations on we've gone through the whole renovation process, but we don't get to say yes or no. Don't put a light here. It's more of courtesy letting us know, and we give input had you considered two lights? But then that's not up to us. They decide. So I appreciate that we get the opportunity to take a tour. I missed the one, but I'm signed up for the next one. Mm-hmm. This board is a...
Now I get it. This is an advisory board. I get that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Move forward.
Thank you for the input.
No, it was a great discussion, yeah. I think. Right. Yeah.
We're all learning how this works. Yeah. So any other comments? All right. Is there a motion to close the meeting?
Would it help if maybe next meeting, if we put down on the schedule, like maybe if Spencer could maybe give advice or like give understanding of what that means, so then you have a better understanding.
I get it. I just got that this is a different kind of a board. The word advisory kind of gets lost in the mind. So I get it now. I was on the POX board, and that's very different than this board.
Based on
what I've just heard now. Okay. Sorry.
So, motion. Larry motion made the motion. Second is?
I second.
Okay, Lisa.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, so meeting's adjourned at 5:21.